Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 21st, 2024, and we have a great mix of arts and entertainment headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Author Saverio Monacino announces bestseller status and a new ebook giveaway for Little Bit of Faith, his psychological fiction thriller. Saverio Monacino's latest psychological fiction thriller, Little Bit of Faith, has achieved bestseller status in the mystery thriller and suspense category on Kindle. Monacino's traumatic brain injury inspired the unique storyline, offering a captivating exploration of the human mind and existence. The ebook version of Little Bit of Faith will be available for free on August 20th and 21st, 2024. Monacino will also be at the Doylestown Bookshop on August 31st. In addition to Little Bit of Faith, Monacino is the author of a murder mystery titled By Any Means. Inspector Gervais faces an intriguing case involving leaked information and a murder with a hard salami. Monacino is available for media interviews, and his books can be found on Amazon. Learn more about his work on his website at comicfictionnoir.com.
Cindy Margolis and John Mullern accepting offers on vintage 1859 Steinway piano. Cindy Margolis and John Mullern are currently accepting offers on a vintage 1859 Steinway piano. Mullern is open to reasonable offers for the 85-key Concert Grand Steinway, once owned by J. Abercrombie. This model number 2207 overstrung piano is one of only a few manufactured between 1859 to 1865. The piano comes with an engraved plate with the NAR 2207 stamp and the J. Abercrombie name, along with a letter from Roy Keel estimating its age to be circa 1859. Mr. Mullern, a respected musician and owner of Atlantic City Recording Studio, is handling inquiries at his personal email account, jostin971@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.